It is customary to knock. What's he doing here?
Ah, the company man. They've given him a bigger room than you, Lenny. Them's priorities for you.
Dr. Fisk?
Bella's joining us.
Oh, am I hosting the Christmas drinks now?
You won't be hosting anything unless we act quickly, pal. I'm not going to ask why you run a dangerous experiment without the lead scientist involved, because I imagine it involves all sorts of nasty motives, like profit and greed. But I will say there will be even nastier things to come. This is a map of the station, yeah? Where are all your staff right now?
There's a Christmas meal in this bit. They should all be there.
And we're in this bit. Well, that's a turn up. This bottom bit can detach, can't it? Same design as the lunar bases. Company drifts on by and dumps a shed full of workers. We're going to need an immediate evacuation. Bye-bye, bottom bit.
What? Are you out of your mind?
You want to lop off half the station?
You don't understand the scale of the problem.
Then tell us.
Let's wait till Dr. Bella gets here.
Yes, they can give you a psych-eval.
But it doesn't take that long from the lab, surely?
Maybe they're finishing up.
Or maybe... Come on. Both of you.
Oh, the audacity of the man.
I don't know. There's something about him. Oh, God, is it me? Is it just getting colder in here?
Oh, no.
Look, you can't just go barging up.
Dr. Bella.
I'm sorry.
They've...
Dead, yeah.
They've been... frozen.
Yeah, we suspected before. The TARDIS felt a fold in reality that gave me such a chill. But now I know for sure.
Where's Kenton?
You need to get this into your thick skull. This isn't Kenton. That isn't Kenton anymore. It's something ancient and deadly, and we need to stop him reaching anyone else.
You mean he did this?
But how?
No time to explain. System.
That's my private interface, you won't...
System.
Hello again, Doctor.
See, she likes me more than you.
Wife.
System, I put you through the station, so I'm going to need blueprints. Load them onto this medical monitor. Oh, and overlay a heat map.
I can't do that.
Loading your request now.
So, this blob of heat, I'm guessing that's all the crew below. This movement, is this the coldest spot?
Yes, Doctor.
What is it?
Who is it?
Kenton? Not Kenton?
Yep.
If those temperatures are correct...
Which they are.
He can't be functioning.
And yet he is.
He's in one of the central corridors.
Like a heat-seeking missile heading to the bottom bit.
If he gets to the others...
They'll end up just like Dr. Bella, or worse. This is why we've got to separate them. They've their own air, food, water, yeah? The two of you should join them, quickly.
Absolutely not.
You can't just... set us adrift in the lower section.
I can. That family photo on your desk. Who's the boy?
What? My son, Daniel.
Then go survive for Daniel, because if you stay here...
If my tech has caused this, whatever this is, I need to know how and why.
If you insist.
Stop this! Nobody's separating anything.
Pal, if we had the time, I'd make one heck of a speech, convince you to see reason, but since we don't...
Separation in 1 minute.
But this is vandalism. Sabotage.
Did you hear her? 1 minute. Better run if you want to get aboard.
Oh.
Last chance, Lenny.
I can't leave.
Then you better stick with me.
If I'm staying here, you need to tell me what we're dealing with.
In a mob. Brief pit stop.
An airlock.
You see that through there?
The blue thing, what is it?
My craft.
So we're escaping?
Nope, the opposite. Just want to set my watch. And now I'm ejecting her into space.
What are you doing?
Believe me, I don't like it either, but this visitor of ours cannot get his mitts on the TARDIS. You all right?
I hate seeing, open space.
You're definitely in the wrong job then.
And now we're trapped.
You're having second thoughts?
I just need to know. What we're dealing with. I need that bit of control.
Hello. Is this thing... Ooh, such a vile way of communicating, little shards of heat wriggling around the wires. Can you hear me? I'm talking to the hunks of flesh still aboard this vessel. Respond, please.
If he's calling me a hunk, I'll take it. Hi there, this is the Doctor.
Doctor? Have you cut me off from the rest of the crew?
That was me, yeah. Had to get them all away.
I'm afraid they didn't all get away.
I believe these two must have slipped away for a private little dalliance. No doubt, finding solace in each other's warm embrace. It's disgusting. All heat. Revolting.
Just let them go.
No, I don't think I will. I'm amused by how scared they are of me. Probably because I've encased their feet in ice. One of them wears a paper crown. I deserve that. I believe I'm the only royalty here. Would you mind? There we go. Does it suit me? Oh, I can see your knees knocking. Don't worry, I'll freeze them solid. Oh dear, I froze too far.
I'm warning you for the last time.
Why should I turn my attention on you? Ooh, maybe I should. You're not human, are you? What are you?
Someone who knows who you are.
Why? Who am I?
Once you let those people go...
Tell me who I am.
On Rebos, you're called the Bitter King. On Cacophony, the Cold Bringer. You go by many names, but since we're nearest to Earth, I ought to call you Jack Frost.
Ah, I haven't heard that name in a long, long time.
The last of the Winter Gods.
Am I so very late to the party? My dynasty awaits.
You don't want to be in this dimension. You lot never do. Way too warm.
Then we ought to do something about that.
Right. He's burnt out the comm system. Or rather, the opposite. I'm sorry you had to hear that.
I can't.
The others got away, so focus on that, and we'll put this monster out of action for good. Where will we find thermal suits?
They're screaming.
Lenny, thermal suits.
This way.
Go on then, lead the way.
In here.
Excellent.
Did you mean what you said just now?
I generally do.
You called him Jack Frost, but he's not real, he's a myth.
Something you should know about me, Lenny. I'm the kind of man who meets the myths.
I just don't understand how Kenton...
He got colder than anyone should. Absolute zero, where everything stands still. And in that stillness, that's when he slithered in. A god from another dimension.
It's madness.
What's the first thing the universe did after the Big Bang? It cooled down. And then Frost and his lot emerged. Every planet has a figure of winter. They've all been touched by their icy embrace. But I'm not ready for this neck of the woods to go through another ice age. Get this on.
So it's gonna get cold?
Extremely. Might have already noticed it's getting a bit nippy. But when our frosty boy comes a-knocking... I don't think he'll literally knock. Let's see who it is. Well, if it isn't my old pal, pal.
Quickly! Shut the door.
You didn't make it to the lower section.
No. And then I heard that thing on the speakers.
That thing you helped bring here.
Doctor.
What is it? And what are you? He said you're not human.
Whatever I am, I'm saving your life. Get the suit on, pal. How did you find us, by the way?
That system. The heat map.
Clever. But if you know where we are...
Oh, no.
What was that?
Part of the station adjusting to a new temperature. Change quickly, both of you.
What about you?
I'll be fine. I can handle a bit of cold. You can't.
I do go skiing every summer.
Oh, lovely. This thing could solidify your eyeballs. Stop messing about and let's get cracking.